you're here. Fellowship's real, knowing you're near.
Hi, listening friend. We're glad you're here. It's Friday. It's January 20th, and there's so much to pack into this broadcast. I'm going to be calling Pastor Jason Schiffel to talk about a special event that's coming a week from today, so we'll call him in just a few minutes. And I'll start by playing a great song to get you all warmed up to the idea of hearing about Israel. And let me also point out, tomorrow, the Singing Men of GNN will be singing the national anthem at the U of I Hockey Arena as the U of I team will skate against Iowa State University. So come join us tomorrow night at 7:30. Tickets are $6 for students, $8 for the general public. You can find out more by calling 333-2212. Well, stay with us because I'm going to be calling Pastor Jason Schiffel to learn about a special evening he's putting on next week, Friday, January 27th. So stay with me.
One night while I was sleeping, I had a dream so fair. I stood in old Jerusalem beside the temple there. I heard the children singing, and ever as they sang, I thought the voice of angels from heaven in answer rang. I thought the voice of angels from heaven in answer rang.
Jerusalem, Jerusalem, hark how the angels sing. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna to your King.
And then I thought my dream was changed. The streets no longer rang, as with the glad hosannas that the little children sang. The sun grew dark with mystery, and the morn was cold and chill, as the shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill. As the shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill.
Jerusalem, Jerusalem, lift up your gates and sing. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna to your King.
And once again, my dream was changed. New earth there seemed to be. I saw the holy city beside the crystal sea. The light of God was on its streets, and the gates, they were open wide, that all denied. the stars by night, or the sun to shine by day. For it was the new Jerusalem, and that would not pass away.
Well, Pastor Jason, surprise, surprise, surprise. Well, actually, you knew you were going to be getting this call, but I count it a privilege to be able to have you on Friday, even though typically you're in the studio with me each and every Wednesday. But I was just sharing with our radio listening family that a week from today, you're putting on a special event, and I wanted our listeners to be aware of it because I know what a good Bible teacher you are and how much God worked in and through your recent trip to Israel and how you want to share some of those nuggets. But give us a snapshot why you're doing what you're doing a week from tonight and what you hope to accomplish and what people can expect.
Oh, you always put me on the spot, don't you? Well, after coming back from the trip from Israel, and even before that, Mark, you've been to the church a number of weekends leading up to the Israel trip, and I never wanted it to be about me going to Israel on a trip. So even going into the trip, it created a devotional guide, and so that people could pray and follow us each day on the trip. We had a blog so that every day I could update that, and people could get a feel for where we were at and what we were experiencing and what we were doing, so that they could, in essence, even though they couldn't physically go with us, they could go with us in spirit and heart and in prayer. So this, for me, is just another extension of that. Not everybody gets to go to Israel, but that doesn't mean that they can't experience Israel. And so I wanted those people, first and foremost, who are our prayer partners and supporters. I mean, I think that the blog got about 1,400 or 1,300 clicks during our trip. So I wanted those people to be able to come back and be able to share in that journey. So it's going to be on January 27th, so like you said, a week from today. It'll be at 7 p.m. here at the Community Evangelical Free Church. That's at 102 Riverbend Boulevard in Mahomet here on Route 47 as you're heading out of Mahomet. And we're calling it Walking in Jesus' Steps. You know, we're walking through the land, the people, the places, the things, and the ideas that were shaped by the Bible. I mean, God chose Israel as a place that he was just going to unfold these things that happened in the pages of the Bible. And I think the quote I used when I talked about it the other day was, my own quote, is this trip has been important because it put dirt beneath the Bible for me. You know, my head, my heart, and my hands, they always understood what the Bible was about. I mean, and through those, I understood the calling of God on my life through the Bible. But by having gone and been in the country of Israel, it's put dirt beneath it. I now have somewhere to put my feet. You know, I've walked there. I've felt it. So I want to be able to share that. I've got I've whittled it down to about 200 pictures, and I've actually been working on that today, putting together the slides and everything for the presentation. We're going to have some authentic food that'll be prepared that night. Tasha's going to whip up some hummus, and we're going to have some havla and different foods that are unique to Israel so people can see the pictures, they can taste the food. We're going to have some music so they can hear what Israel sounds like. And then there's also some movies. I made little short snippet movies. So they're going to be able to see, feel, and touch. I want people to be able to have an experience, not just come and see some pictures, not just come hear some music, not just come taste some food, but have a whole experience, and then at the same time have it around a table where they can have discussion too. I mean, it's an open forum. I don't own this time. I want people to be able to talk and be able to ask questions and be able to say, wait, what does that mean there? You know, so I'm excited about it.
And I also know how many times when people return from a trip to Israel, they tell their friends, they like share about it. And you've had a unique situation where you go and have coffee periodically. And I think you've been opening this up to just people in the community, whether they attend a church or are unchurched, whether they're saved or don't have a relationship with the Lord Jesus. You've been encouraging people, come on out and learn about Israel.
Yeah, there was a gentleman who's at the Daily Grind coffee shop, and I see him there a bunch of days during the week. He attends the First Baptist Church here in Mahomet, and a great guy. He's an older gentleman. And before I was going on the trip, you could just see his excitement, and he'd ask me a lot of questions. I'd come in and get my morning coffee there, and he'd be sitting there. He has just a cup of coffee, and I talked to him while they're making my coffee. And he said to me before I left on a trip, he said, I don't want to impose upon you, but when you're there, can you take a picture of an olive tree for me? And I said, yeah, you know, no problem. So I was real intentional when I was there to make sure I got a good snapshot of an olive tree. And when I came back, that's one of the first things I did. I went to Walgreens and I printed out the picture and I brought it into him. And when I brought it in, brought him a nice 5x7. And when I brought it into him, you would thought it was like Christmas morning. I mean, and then not only that, but I took a picture of one of the trees that, you know, they said this tree is 2,000 years old. We know that this tree was here when Jesus was here. I mean, it was everything short of tears, his reaction to this picture, and being able to, and he just said to me three times when he was holding the picture, he said, our Lord sat by this tree, maybe. And so I think that there's this innate connection for people between the land, even if they haven't been there, the land of Israel, and just being able to see that tree and know that Jesus might have been near that tree. It doesn't make the tree more holy, but now it gives him a picture of what that might have looked and felt like.
Which is one of the special aspects of going to Israel. And I always try to qualify it or let people know that you don't have to go to Israel to connect with God, to be close to Him. In fact, He's living and He's abiding right here wherever you're at. You can have intimate, you know, a fresh experience of Him. But I said, go into the Holy Land. You kind of have new lenses on and the biblical narrative comes alive because you see the terrain and you understand distances and how things work and how there's stones everywhere. So when you always learn about people stoning or just different practices or the terrain and how it would have been much more difficult for them to get around and to move or to find out, oh, Bethlehem's just over that way or the vicinity of where some of these things occurred or took place. And so it becomes a very special trip. But realizing, Jason, that many, maybe most of our listeners will never be able to go, why would it be important for them to come out next Friday night and kind of connect and learn and understand? I mean, what's in it for them, besides maybe seeing some photographs and hearing what a great experience you had?
What I'm really striving to do, and like I said, I was putting together the presentation today, and I think I'm only about 25% done, you know, still collecting the pictures and putting them into a keynote presentation so it'll be organized. But it's not just about showing the pictures. It's about walking through and having people understand what it means and hoping from, at least from my standpoint, hoping that maybe as they see something, that maybe it'll release something in their heart. Today, there was a picture I edited today that's taken of the Sea of Galilee, and it's through these trees. Instantly, I thought about Matthew where Peter gets out of the boat, and Jesus, it says, immediately Jesus grabbed his hand, and he said, you of little faith, why did you doubt? And just looking at the picture and reading the scripture and making the connection between the two, I paused for a long moment today. And I would hope that if you come out and you experience this, that it wouldn't just be pictures, it wouldn't just be tasting some food, it wouldn't just be hearing some music, but my hope and my prayer, my sincere prayer, is that there will be a lot of moments where you pause and there's just this deep sense of Christ in your midst. You know, it's not about going to Israel. It's not about that. It's about Christ in your midst and then what Jesus did there. So making that connection between the two. If I do anything else that night, and I hope that I can make a connection for people, between the Bible they hold in their hand and a real life, a real place that's made of rocks and clouds and rain and grass and trees and all those kinds of things. You know, to say, look, it's a real place.
Now, I know you'll be showing pictures. There'll be some slides, music, some food, tasty treats. And I think you also want to do some teaching or share some devotional thoughts or really have the scripture come alive in new ways, right?
Yeah, and that'll happen throughout the slides. I mean, I've designed the slides in such a way where, you know, if we're talking about Capernaum, I'm going to explain to you maybe how a first century synagogue might have looked because there's the ruins of one there. So I've pulled up some pictures of floor plans of a real first century synagogue so you could see maybe how that differs from what church is like for us today. So there'll be plenty of teaching moments. So like I said when I prepared the slide with the Sea of Galilee on it, there'll be a devotional thought. I mean that the promise of Christ, immediately he reached out his hand for Peter. And then he said, you of little faith, why did you doubt? That even in our greatest moments of doubt, that Jesus immediately reaches out for us. It didn't say he sort of reached out for us. It didn't say he casually reached out for us. It said he immediately reached out for us.
Hmm.
So it'll be all-encompassing. I mean, it's not an either-or, it's an and-both. I mean, there'll be teaching, there'll be devotional thoughts, there'll be moments where we pause, there'll be moments where I want to say, hey, how you guys? Where do you guys feel about this? Or maybe somebody give me, did something ever happen to you in your life that connects maybe to this? Or my greatest hope, honestly, Mark, is that we can't make it through the presentation because we're having such a great time journeying through each slide.
Mm-hmm. For some of you that are tuned in maybe for the first time or unfamiliar with the voice of Pastor Jason Schiffo, he co-hosts the morning program each and every Wednesday with me, I guess for the last two or so months. And a week from tonight, Friday, January 27th, he's putting on a special Israel night. It begins at 7 p.m. It's at the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet, right off of Route 47. Jason, I'm going to have you give the phone number and the specific address, but I also want you to answer, say I'm thinking or entertaining the idea of bringing my unchurched friend because he's talked about Israel, or maybe he's even Jewish, and would he feel comfortable, he or she, in this environment, or would it be something that maybe an unchurched person would feel okay about being around a number of Christians in the church?
Sure, I think so. It's a very even presentation in terms of, you know, we're going to walk through the land. We're going to talk about what it means. We're going to talk about how it connects to the Bible. We're going to talk about what it means socially and culturally, how Israel fits into the greater context of the Middle East, because I think that's a question that's on everybody's. That's the elephant in the room for a lot of people right now. And I wouldn't say that this per se is a highly evangelistic get-together, because I don't have to do that. The Spirit of God will do that. So, you know, my hope and my prayer always is that somebody will be sitting in the room and I don't have to say anything, or maybe it appears that I'm not saying anything, and the Spirit of God is inching somebody closer towards that divine encounter, which will bring them into the saving grace of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Well, again, give us a phone number and the specific address and, again, your website. And I know you got about 10 or 11 calls the other day, and I've encouraged a couple of Jewish couple friends to come out. One's going to be in Washington, D.C., another one's in Australia, but they said, hey, keep us posted on future things. But I've invited some friends, and if you've heard Jason on Wednesday, you know the caliber of his teaching, his heart for the lost, his passion for the Scriptures. I think you're in for an informational and encouraging, a blessed evening of learning about Israel, learning about the biblical narrative that we love. There will be slides and music and some food and some movies. So I encourage our listeners to come out. But do they need to call or register? I know, is there any costs? Or give us just a little rundown on how to get in touch with you, your website, and just the fundamentals on, I know it's free, but are there any costs?
Sure. The phone number here for the church is 217-586-5165. That's 217-586-5165. You can log on to the website at communityfreechurch.com. And our address is 102 Riverbend Boulevard, and that's in Mahomet, Illinois here. And like I said, if you're heading on 47 out of Mahomet, you'll see us on the right-hand side of the road there. And there is no cost at all. In fact, I think I have on the advertisement for this, there's no cost. treats, cookies, coffee, and conversation will be served free of charge.
Yeah, I like that, conversation will be served free of charge.
Yeah. Well, I want people to know that if you come into something like this, it's kind of an expectation that I have. I mean, I want us to talk. I don't want to just talk, because I do that on Sunday morning. I want us to have a conversation about what Israel means to our hearts, what it means to walk through Israel. And I just happened to be somebody who had the opportunity to be able to go over there. So God kind of said, why don't you facilitate this and kind of lead the tour? But don't forget to ask people how they're doing along the way.
Well, Pastor Jason, as most of our listeners know that tune in on Wednesday, I count it a privilege to partner with you and to share the things the Lord's been teaching us. And I wholeheartedly look forward to being there a week from tonight, Friday, January 27th. It begins at 7 p.m. And it's at the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet. So depending on our friends that may drive in from Indiana or Danville or different parts, basically the Community Evangelical Free Church is right off of Route 4. So it's between I-72 and I-74. So yep. It's about 3 miles, I guess you could say, south of 150 or a little longer from I-74 or about 3 miles north of I-72. So you're right between I-72 and I-74. But if you need more information, call the church at 217-586-5165. And if for whatever reason, maybe it's before somebody's there answering the phone at the church, you can always call the station, 217-367-7777, and we'll try to direct you to the Community Evangelical Free Church for a free event. And this is one of those when you say free, yeah, but is there going to be a love offering taken or anything?
No, not at all. Not at all. It's free of charge. There's no cost at all. I don't want any reason for somebody to say they can't come.
Yeah. Well, I plan to be there. And I know Kathleen Jennings, a gifted artist. She's done a number of watercolors. I think she's been to Israel 12, 13, 14 different times. She's going to bring some of her artwork and her watercolors. And I think she has some postcards and some other things. She's going to decorate a real nice mural in the corner. And it'll just be a lovely occasion to meet with other people that have been to Israel and those that have entertained the idea, you know, maybe someday, but more importantly, we're inviting the Lord Jesus Christ to be present in our midst, and we're going to ask the Holy Spirit to allow this Bible to come alive in new ways through your teaching and through the facilitation and the sharing of all those that come.
You bet.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.